In the last 2 weeks, there has been a dramatic surge in passionate discussions taking place on the message board, many reflecting on the sufferings of the Palestinian people and demanding an end to Israeli aggression, many disappointed in the role of U.S. government in this conflict, giving its blind support to Israel. The discussions flared up after we posted a story about the death of a 21-year-old Palestinian-American who was gunned down by Israeli soldiers in Ramallah on March 29th. Sureda Saleh, a Palestinian-American born in Washington, D.C., was shot as she and her husband and 9-month-old baby were driving to her father's house for safety. Sad is an understatement, says Ibrahim of Atlanta. He continues, "The ironic thing about the whole situation is that many Muslims believe that just because they are Americans, they will be protected by the American government." These past few weeks have also been a time of introspection. Muslims are debating what the larger Islamic community can do to stop the violence on both ends. Nabila of Los Angeles writes, "While I fully empathize with the suffering of Palestinians under the cruel Israeli occupation, I cannot see justification for the suicide bombing and loss of innocent life." In the midst of the chaos and charged emotions, the desire for peace is expressed by American Muslims in a poll at Islamicity, which asks how the current crisis may be best resolved. Among the 5 options given for this question, Saudi peace plan, UN resolutions, US mediation, Oslo peace plan, and more war and conflict, 45% support the Saudi peace plan as the best option. 24% of the vote is spread over the other peace initiatives, while the remainder predict more war and conflict. Back in Ramallah, the family of Palestinian-American Sureda Saleh say they had to temporarily bury her body in the parking lot of the local hospital since the morgue was overflowing with bodies. Hardly any attention was given to this incident by the U.S. press and our government. Do we see the irony? As American Muslims, we too aspire to the rights guaranteed by the Constitution. We too believe that justice will prevail and the truth will be self-evident that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. As Americans, we believe in these democratic principles and hope that our government will apply the principles of democracy even-handedly to the Middle East.
Mohammed Alim is CEO of IslamicCity.com, based in Los Angeles.